Sunday the 16th of May 1965. Following the success of the other offshore stations, Clacton businessman Reg Torr, together with engineer George Short, started Radio Pamela. The station was to transmit only on Sundays from an 18-foot motorboat, principally playing pop music and carrying adverts for Reg Torr's business, TD Television. But after a few weeks, the idea was dropped, and George Short went to see Eric Sullivan.
And then George Short came along to me some weeks afterwards, quite appalled with the idea that they were going to drop everything and nothing was going to come of it at all. So we decided, or I decided, that with his knowledge of technology and mine of business, that we could get something off the ground.
Big T, Big T, Big T, Big T, stay tuned to Radio Tower.
So we decided that we'd do test transmissions in the places that we would go. So we decided, number one, that it'd be the Ruff's Tower. And we went out there, we hired a boat, it took us out, and I went there with Johnny Waters and a friend of his. And we tried to board the tower, but the weather wasn't in our favour, and we couldn't. So we decided that the next weekend we would come out with equipment, boarding equipment, and equipment to keep us alive and board the thing. Unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever way you want to look at it, this information was then transferred to Percy Scadden, who in turn informed Radio Caroline, who took over the fault. So then we were left with only one other alternative. That was the sunk head.
About a week after this, Eric Sullivan and crew boarded the Sunkhead Tower, and George Short set up the transmitter for the first tests on 216 metres.
Tower radio testing, tower radio testing. Here is tower radio testing on 216 metres in the medium wave band. Tower radio testing, tower radio testing, tower radio testing.
Well, we looked for anybody that was really adventurous. Anybody really, well, we had the right person with the engineering qualifications that could vet any further engineers that we needed. Johnny Waters, I looked to him really because he was a man of many voices and could be used quite comfortably as a DJ.
Eventually Eric Sullivan contacted me again. I said, you know, are you still interested, John? So I said, yes. So he said, when would you be free to go out? So I said, more or less any time. I forget the exact time, but anyway, one day he approached me and said, can you make it at the weekend, I believe it was? I said, right. So he said, we would be leaving from Burnham. Well, the first time we went, we didn't get on. It was John Bolter and Terry Lambeth. They were on board looking like a couple of hermits. And I looked up at this fort from the girl, Betty, and says, oh, my God, no, I can't get up there. Now, it's a very frightening experience, really, because you see this giant monster, you know, protruding from the North Sea. And you think to yourself, you've got to get on this. Anyway, they put this straight ladder hooked over the top of the fort on the gantry, down, which went below the sea level, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was about 9 inches wide, and you had to sort of get on the bow of the boat. When someone said jump, you jumped. If you hesitated, you was in the drink.
There are vacancies on this station for vision engineers, transmission radio engineers, and DJs. If you have the suitable qualifications for any of these posts, would you please contact Mr. Eric D. Sullivan, Vision Projects, Trinity Street, Colchester. Telephone Colchester 6741.
I'd listened to the station quite a while, and one day they were asking for DJs and other staff. I told my family and friends, I'm thinking of applying. I think they all thought Bill Rawlings has gone completely nutty. Anyway, took the tape up, made a demo tape, took it up to Colchester, went into the office in Colchester, and they played it back. And Eric Sullivan said, well, it's not too bad, you can go out there. And a week after this, I'm standing on the deck of a tug called the Agamar from Felixstowe, and we're pulling alongside the sunk head towers. And, you know, I can sort of remember now thinking to myself, God, you know, just, you know, what am I doing in a situation like this? I shouldn't be here, you know, this is ridiculous. So over comes a ladder, and you've just got to run up this ladder. Bit different when I got to the top to what I had expected. I expected something a bit more plush, and there's these, well, rather untidy people who haven't had a shave for a few days standing around there. And a conducted tour of the fort was in hand, so tagged along with all the new guys that went out there on that trip. And we saw the generator, you know, a little single cylinder petrol driven thing charging these batteries like there was no tomorrow. The transmitter was an old wireless set 52 held together by bits of hardboard, but it was getting the signal out, and after all that was part of the business that we were doing.
Tower Radio, the local radio station. These are test engineer and test only. Please send reception reports to Vision Projects, Trinity Street, Colchester. This is Tower Radio testing. Tower Radio testing. Tower Radio testing, your first local radio station. Please send all test report signals to Vision Projects, Trinity Street, Colchester. Tower Radio, 9¾ miles from Walton-on-Naas.
Dave Simpson came to me, not as an employee. He came as wanting a cut into the business and become a director. I was out of the office at the time, and I'd been out some considerable time. I think I was one of my journeys to London, or I'd been to the town, was on my way back. I can't really remember which. But I know I arrived in my office to find a rather Western-type gentleman sitting there with a beard and a sombrero, wanted to invest money and become something to do with Radio Tower. And I thought, well, there's a mad American sitting in front of me with a carrier bag with pound notes in it, wants to invest in me. Who am I to say no? And from that day on, I think we headed off, Dave and I. There was something there that said that we could get on. And he wanted the practical side of the business, as did I. I wasn't really totally enjoying the financial side or the running of the advertising. I was more interested in the practical side, I suppose. And this is where we really sort of met each other halfway. He wanted in, I needed the money, he needed to be in that business for what reason, only he will ever know.
Well, I saw it on Anglia television, and I saw the romantic side of becoming a disc jockey, and because it was the in thing, everybody was interested in this sort of a local radio operation thing, you see, so I thought, well, I'll be part of it.
Once I got on the fort, the first person I met was John Waters, and John introduced me to George Short, and there was two other guys there, John Bolter and Terry Lambert, who were the transmission sort of maintenance men. They looked after all the generators and stuff like that. George had the idea that I was going to be the transmission engineer, and where he got this idea from, but I sort of got him showing me how to turn this on and turn that on. And just after he had, he said, well, go into the studio, you can put a couple of records on. And the next thing I know is John Waters, Dave Simpson and myself are left on the fort, and George Short is gone. I had a sort of basic knowledge of transmitters, very basic as well, and was left to get just sorted out from there. We managed to get out test transmissions, but gradually the quality went down and down, and I couldn't really work it out as to get the signal back any better.
Well, I expected to see something up to date, like just roughly an example, like a big freezer, refrigerator set up there, all a match system with a big aerial, and, you know, being able to blast anywhere just about in this part of the world. But, of course, what a letdown when we got there, huh? A little Jap engine run away there, when it would run, when it wasn't out of fuel or out of spark or something.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, someone could have showed me a matchbox and said, this will transmit 500 miles. I probably would have believed them. But At first, I thought, yeah, everything's all right. Of course, when we didn't get reception reports or dodgy signals, you know, were coming through, then I started to think different.
Radio Tower is the first local radio station in the country. These are low-powered engineering tests only. Regular programs will begin in the next few days. Radio Tower testing on 222. Radio Tower testing on 222 meters. Here is Radio Tower testing on 222 meters. Television transmissions, test transmissions, will begin next week on Channel 5. This won't require the addition of any extra aerial to the viewer. Channel 4 aerials are usually aligned to the Channel 4 transmitter, which is suitably placed in conjunction with our station. So at no cost at all, you should be able to view our programme. Test patterns will be transmitted early next week. This is on Channel 5. Radio Tower is your first local radio station. And for the policy of this station, any inquiries whatsoever should be forwarded to Vision Projects. Vision Projects, Trinity Street, Colchester.